The Pacific Forum's Trade Commission in China has just released detailed trade statistics for 2015, and they're dramatic. Two-way trade between China and the Pacific reached $7.5 billion last year, a huge step up on $4.5 billion in 2014. David Morris, Pacific Trade Commissioner in Beijing, says the result is good news for the Pacific Islands.
We've seen a very significant and steady growth over recent years in both directions, and the trade shows that I think the Pacific Islands can benefit from the growth of China.
Even in a bumper year, Australia's growth in two-way trade with China would be less than one quarter of these latest figures on Pacific trade. Looking more closely, it's clear most of the growth has been in China's exports to the region, rather than those going the other way. In 2014, China's exports to the Pacific were worth $2.5 billion. By the end of last year, they doubled to $5 billion.
If countries can buy goods that are cheaper from China and they're equivalent quality and they supply the need, well then the economic outcome for the Pacific Island countries is a plus. But of course, we've really got to focus on exporting the other way because we don't want to just buy, we want to be selling.
Indeed, exports from the Pacific have grown from $2 billion to $2.5 billion. Where are we seeing most of that growth and what are the developments with the most long-term potential?
Well, the really big story here, Jemima, is the liquid natural gas project in Papua New Guinea. That's now on stream. It's supplying about $1 billion worth of exports to China a year, and that will continue into the future. So that was a big jump in 2015, and I think that will be sustained, which is a very healthy situation for the Papua New Guinea economy, which desperately needs that export revenue.
Fish products and timber are the other big exports to China. In 2015, the Federated States of Micronesia, Vanuatu, Papua New Guinea and Kiribati all saw big increases in their fish exports to the People's Republic. But it's in logs that the Pacific is really making its mark. Even though the value of log exports was down significantly in 2015, it still made up more than one-third of total exports. PNG is China's biggest source of tropical timber. Solomon Islands is so dependent on its log trade to China that more than half of its export income comes from this one source. Scientists, including James Cook University's distinguished research professor William Lawrence, say such high levels of log exports are not good for the environment.
If you look at the rates of timber exploitation, both in PNG and the Solomons, it's pretty clear that they're being logged at far higher rates than are sustainable in any kind of long-term sense.
These forests are a precious resource, but Professor Lawrence says the economic benefit is going to China.
The huge majority of the timber that's being exported to China, things like quilla and rosewood, very valuable timbers, they're just being exported as round logs. And so the countries themselves, raw timber, the countries themselves are not actually gaining huge amounts of economic benefit. They have very little manufacturing, very little value adding to the timber. So they're just China is essentially receiving the overwhelming share of the profits and the benefits from this.
Other tropical timber countries have refused to sell round logs. Pacific Trade Commissioner David Morris says sustainability is important.
There's no doubt that there are fundamental sustainability issues that we all have to think about. And part of our challenge here in China, where I represent the Pacific Islands Forum region, is to engage with Chinese companies, to engage with the Chinese government, and to build an understanding of how important, how fundamentally important those sustainability issues are to us. I think we are reaching a tipping point. I think we're going through a significant change in China now, where decision makers, business leaders, government people are starting to understand that you have to build sustainability into your business planning, into your business practices, as well as your vision for what you're doing. This won't happen overnight, but it's absolutely essential.